Oh, hi, big fatty. Oh, wait, you don't look like... Wait, who is that?
It's me, Archer.
Oh, did you prepare, or did you come prepared with the dead or alive, and do you have young twinks sitting in the background?
No to the first one, yes to the second one.
Oh.
Can't you see all these young
twinks? Oh, you big fat
look at
thing,
them.
You.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm coming!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, December 12th, 2022, in the special guest year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts today, the one who was just about to fall asleep and have a nap.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Close. That's Larry H. Vader, V-A-D-E-R. And joining me today is... Well, the one who looks like an alcoholic in this photo, or in this video, it's Archer. Hi, Archer.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. So, y'all, Big Fatty is, as you know, doing whatever Big Fatty does when he's in the Hatlanta. And I called Archer out on the last little show when he skipped ahead and listened and said he would love to be on the show. Well, he said he would do it. I don't know about loving to be on it, but he's here, he's joining us, so we're just going to chat and catch up a little bit with him today.
And I will have you know that this is my normal nap time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was just chatting with the jar, and he was like, I think I'm going to take a nap, and I was like, I'm already in bed. And I was like, but I got to get up because I'm recording this little show. And he said, with who? And I said, with Archer. And he said, I don't know who that is. And I said, well, fair enough. And then he said, by the way, what's the link to the little show? And I said, oh, dear.
LFC.
Yeah, to the LFC. He don't know. And I don't think he Googles. I think that's something our generation does.
Well, speaking of generation, which generation is he from?
I don't know the names of them, but...
Let's do this. Is he between the ages of 18 and 40?
Yes. Yes. He is between those ages.
Maybe it's 18 and 30. Then he's probably a Gen Z-er. Is that right?
I think it's actually whatever comes after that. Because I think technically I'm not a millennial, but I was really close.
Okay. And
maybe it is Gen Z because the millennials are gone.
They're old now. The millennials are old.
Yeah, so he's probably the one after that. I don't know. You know, he is a tad bit younger than me.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And that comes with all the benefits of being young.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, he has a lot of energy. And
the young ones too.
And I love that about him. But I also hate that about him sometimes because now I know he's listening because I've given him the link to the show. Because, you know, he's always got energy to go and do things. And I'm like, I've got energy for a nap. And so, yeah.
When this is over, I'll be taking a nap.
Oh, 100%. Y'all, I've got a Christmas party tonight at 7 p.m. Which means I am. It's a themed party. And
what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's themed
Christmas party.
Yeah, you know, the gays like to do that. So the jar is he's one of those people that can just throw on anything and it looks good. And I'm like, well, it's going to take me a while. So
you got to pull this thing together.
Right. I'm like, I'm going to need to put some cucumbers on these eyes. Cause y'all, I had to run to the dealership today. I had to get the jalopy serviced and the transmission hoisted and the y'all had to get spark plugs changed. Who knew that was still a thing?
Wait, old is your jalopy?
It is a 2014.
Oh, so I didn't know you had to get those changed.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it really, and he was like, oh, you should have done that, you know, whatever. And so, yes, I should have done that, but I didn't. And, like 10,000 miles.
That's kind of like nipping the oil change.
Yeah, well, I didn't. It hasn't. Here's the thing, and you may not, who cares? Faye Driver cares. But sorry, I was looking for something that I'm going to share with Archer in a minute on my computer. But so I was a little distracted. But y'all, these new cars, you don't get the oil change until it tells you to.
That's right.
And it's like 10,000 miles. And so I was thinking about that because it's got like 100 something thousand miles on it, low 100s. And I was like, yeah, I've only had like eight. I've only paid for like 7 or 8 oil changes. So I was bitching about
the life of that car. Wow.
Yeah. I was bitching about how much money I spent today at the dealership getting the transmission serviced and the plugs and wires and all that. But y'all, I haven't really spent any money on the car. So I was like, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, so yeah. So that was what I did today. I'm done.
So the jalopy's working again. There's no issue with it.
Undetermined. So their response was, look, there's nothing else we can test. So just drive it and see if it does better. And if it doesn't, go ahead and buy a new car. And I was like, because I went in to buy a new car and they're like, you really don't want to buy a new car.
No, not right now.
Yeah. And they only had 7 on the lot. So,
oh my God, really?
Yeah. They had some used crap like Porsches and all that stuff that is out of my budget. But, yeah, right. But, they had the new Acura Integra on the lot.
Ooh.
And I really like it. I had one of those in high school. I mean, a much old, the original one.
Your parents bought you a new car.
Yeah, no. The original one, it was several years old. But y'all, and Archer, you probably don't remember this because you weren't a car person, but it had Integra embossed in the back bumper.
Like, oh, no, I do remember that, right, actually.
Yes. The new ones have Integra embossed in the back bumper. And I was I mean, whatever. It is what it is. But, like, I was like, that's a nice touch. But, yeah, it had suede, cream-colored suede seats. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God, suede.
And my car has black suede with red suede underneath with pinholes so you can see whatever. But I was like, I don't think I'd want cream-colored suede seats. Like, they would be dirty. Like, all it would take is, like, a little bit of dirt, and they would be, like, how do you clean that? So,
well, my seats are mostly gray, and then they have, like, a white or almost a cream insert, like, where the back is and where you sit. And it's,
right,
like,
right.
And
right.
It shows dirt very easily.
Yeah. Well, that's what mine are. They're leather on the bolsters and on the sides, but then the part where you sit is that black, dark gray black suede with the red underneath it, so it looks sporty, you know.
I was going to get a new car this year too, and then I went looking as well, and I have a Ford Escape, which I believe is what Big Fatty has, right?
No, he has an Edge.
Oh, he has an Edge.
Yeah,
I was looking for an Edge actually when I first started, but then I found out through doing research on the internet that they're not going to have the Edge anymore after 2023.
That is correct. That they are transitioning that plant to make the electrical vehicles.
Exactly. Yeah. So I said, I am not going to buy a car that's going to be out of style in 2 years. So,
yeah,
you know,
I like the Edge. But you know, I, much like you, I was just like, I just can't do this. I was going to buy a Subaru. I was all excited, and y'all, that Subaru cost half as much as my house. And I was just like, what in the world is happening here? So I was like, I'll just wait. So
yeah, I'm going to wait too. I'm going to wait until either 2025 or 2026, because that will be when the Escapes are redone again. Because they're just releasing the new look of the Escape for the 2023. So it'll be another 3 years before they bring out another one.
Yeah, I like the new Escape. I think it looks good. But is it just me, or has everything gotten bigger? That's what I was like, because so like I knew that they had Integras at the Acura dealership and I was excited to see one, and they described it as a sporty subcompact, right?
Well, they're calling it a subcompact?
Yeah. Y'all, that car was bigger than my current car, which is considered a midsize car. The thing, it was huge. Wow. And I was like, why are all these cars getting bigger? So I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm too old.
Well, I have a 2017 Ford Escape, and I paid a hell of a lot of money for it back then because it has every single thing on it that you can get,
right?
Which is the only way I buy cars and computers.
You know? Well, we know that. We're going to talk about your computer buying here shortly. So,
sure, we will.
Yeah.
But I went to look at the new Escapes, and while I like the new front end with that LED that goes all across the whole front of the car, I kind of like that. The inside didn't change all that much, except for it got a big screen on it. But, you know, I had a rental car when I had my car done at the dealer, and it was the 2022 Escape. And I did not like it at all.
Yeah.
So that's why, well, I can't buy this current version.
I just don't. I rent cars a lot with my job, and I haven't found anything that I like. They all just seem cheap and kind of like creaky, and I don't know.
That's exactly what this Escape was. It was cheap and creaky.
Yeah, it's like plastic rubbing, and I'm like, some of them have been Mitsubishis. Don't get me wrong. I know.
Do they still make cars?
They do, and the new Outlanders, not the Outlander Sport, but the Outlanders SUV, they're sexy looking. I mean, they're nice, but when you drive it, I don't know. We had one in Mississippi the other week, and I was just like, I don't know. This is off the list. And, you know, I'd like to have a Tesla, but.
Well, who wouldn't? You know. But I can't afford that.
Right,
and
right.
My building doesn't have the infrastructure for me to charge up the car. And they said in the last annual meeting that they have no plans to upgrade the electricity system for it.
Well, they do. They don't like to look forward, Archer. They just like to look. They just like to look at the parking lot. So, yeah.
And backwards, because they're all old and stuff, and it's just, you know.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's how it is. I mean, I mentioned it at work, and they were like, you know, I hope you're not planning on charging it here and using our electricity. And I was like, well, I never said that, but like, I would then like for people not to run space heaters in their office. Everyone get over yourselves. So,
but is there a parking space that has the power thing already set up there in your parking lot?
Yeah. So we have several, but they're just 110 outlets. They're not
forever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would be fine to leave it during the day. And then, you know, if you did that every day, I feel certain it'd be okay, but who cares? Anyway. So, as much as I would like an EV, it's just not in the cards yet, but we will see. We will see.
Same here.
You know, my mother got the new Chevrolet Blazer.
I kind of like the way that looks, actually.
I really like the way it looks. And y'all, I went and looked at it and saw the price on it and said, well, I don't like it that much. So I was like, but you know, they're going to make it the EV as well. So that's why they came back with it. So yeah, we'll see. But
the problem with that is to get everything on it that I want on it, I would have to take out like a second mortgage.
Right. So. Right. Well, exactly. So now, So here on the retirement show, because basically I'm done working for the year as we record this, it's December 9th. And we know Archer, he's been retired for 15, 20 years now.
5 years.
So, and Big Fatty has been retired for four. He's coming up on 4 years, I think. 3.5.
Yeah.
Y'all, it feels like yesterday, really, that he was saying goodbye with his themed cake. I'd love to say we miss him, but I think we miss him as much as he misses us. So it got me to thinking, do you miss working?
Yeah, I don't think he misses y'all too much.
Oh, no. There's no one left. That would know him except for myself and Larry Cly. So yeah, I don't.
That's like my previous place of employment. everyone who was there 5 years ago have now gone. There's only like two people who would know who I am there.
Right. Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, things change, people move on, and that's how it is. Now, are you thinking about going back to work?
Absolutely not.
No. So not even like a genius at the Apple store?
Nope. Wouldn't even do that. Okay. Now, my husband, he's thinking about retiring this year.
Oh.
But he's thinking about it. He hasn't made a final decision yet. But when he does, he's going to have to get a part-time job.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
My retirement's a hell of a lot better than his.
Oh, so you don't have the same retirement?
No, different states, different counties.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought. Well, anyway, not to. Yeah. Well, that's. Yeah, mine is dreadful. I have 7 more years, and it's
actually that's not bad.
No. But it is only 55% of my salary, so.
Oh no.
Yeah, if I did it in 7 years, 7.5 years, it would to get to 75%, I'd have to work until I was 63. So
ooh, no.
Yeah, I
retired at 53 and ooh. I get like 92% of my salary.
How dare you? How dare you?
I know.
Oh, I hate you right now because I mean, I could retire, like I said, but I'm like, well, I don't know if I can afford to retire. And, you know, with the jar, I mean, he is a very successful, he's just
whatever he does in his profession.
Yes. He's very successful. So, you know, I was like, hey, if you want to support me, I will keep, well, not that he has a house, but if he did, I'd be like, I'd keep the house clean and, yeah.
Laundry done and.
Oh, everything. Yeah. Yeah. He has a lot of laundry. So, yeah, I'm like, I'd brush the cat every day. So, yeah, whatever you need. So.
Now, speaking of houses, I do remember when you had this other little show, something about I talk too much or something.
Oh, right. I have a lot to say. Yes.
I have a lot to say. On that show, you had been talking about a bathroom renovation.
Oh, yeah.
Something else. Has all of your repairs been done on all that stuff?
So I did bathroom, HVAC, and water heater this year, or within the last 18 months, which is why I'm poor, which is why I don't have a new car. Yeah, all that stuff's been done. I just need windows. So if, yeah, you know, just some windows. It'll start all over again. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to be here forever. It's a good time to sell, but just waiting a little bit longer. So
I'm not so sure it is the best time to sell, but the interest rates, the way they are, people aren't buying as easily as they were 6 months ago.
Well, the people next door are renting. So the unit, so I live in a townhouse, and the unit next door is renting for about 3 times what my mortgage payment is.
Oh, so my gosh.
I'm like, holy shit. I saw it listed and I was like, whoa, mama might need to rent something out. Like,
yeah, hold on to that and buy something else. What's the square footage of that place next door, do you think?
Oh, it's the same as mine. So it's 1,100 square feet. It's not big.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what 1,100 square feet goes for in Washington, D.C.?
I don't. Why don't you tell us, though?
About $5,000 if you're renting, that is.
Right. Yeah, everything here. So the jar rents, and he has a studio, and it's real cute. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not nice, because it's renovated with, you know, hardwoods and granite and, you know, white this and nice appliances. It's not renovated well, but it has all of those things. You know, like, he'll be the first one to tell you they did a crappy job. But it's all of 290 square feet, and it's tiny. And his rent, let's just say, is definitely 4 digits, and it's it's in a cement block quadplex. So that's Charleston. He lives in a much better part of town than I do. I mean, it's 3 miles away, but
290 square feet in the 4 digits.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. No, he lives in a much better part of town. He lives in the circle, you know, and I live circle adjacent, and he lives in the circle. So yeah,
that's like, I'm, literally across the street, which is adjacent, is the $1 million houses and the really fancy neighborhood. But I'm across the street, so I'm not in that same,
right.
you know, area.
Yeah. I mean, I like his place, but there's a 2-bedroom unit downstairs. And I'm like, like, cause those guys are definitely not going to be there forever. And we were talking about, you know, the future. And I was like, well, if they move out, like, I mean, we can walk to everything from here. And then he told me how much that rent was. And I was like, or not.
I was like, drive over.
Right. I was like, how do you feel about a townhouse circle adjacent? Yeah. So, but anyway.
Okay. So how long have you and the jar been together?
We've known each other for quite a while, but we officially only started dating about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't tell anyone for a long time. But then it got too complicated to tell people. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, we weren't trying to keep it a secret. We were just being cautious.
Yeah.
So
have you met your parents?
Oh God, no, no,
no.
No, my parents are, they don't live here. My parents haven't been to my house in years. So no, he has not met my parents. I have not met his, although I really like his mom. But yeah, so Archer, if you open the chat window,
I gave you
a Christmas present. Okay. Yes, all right.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you. What about the jar?
It's funny that you say that, because when I looked at that present that you sent me, I was like, oh my God, Larry Vader looks amazing in this picture.
Like, what? Oh, I was drunk. But yes.
Yeah, but you're so hot in this picture. I can't get over it.
Oh, well, thank you.
The jar is just as beautiful, but I'm just thinking, Larry's more my type here in this picture.
Well, there you go. We all have types, don't we? I would say the jar. If you'd asked me what my type was, I would have never said the jar. Just because, like, I mean, that's not a secret. You know, the jar has the man bun. I like the man bun. That is my type. But, you know, just slightly younger, I would have never... You know, I like them big and beefy and tall and muscly. And so just not quite as much younger. And so I like, so yeah.
Well,
so.
Wait, let's discuss this. How many years younger do you think? I mean, you know that he is.
I happen to know exactly how many. Let's just say he is younger than me, than I am younger than you. There's a greater age gap between he and I than there is between you and I. So, gotcha. Yes. And so, yeah, he's definitely younger. But again, you know, whatever. We met for the inappropriate touching, and we inappropriately touched a lot, and, you know.
I was just going to say, are we compatible in that area?
Of course. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you'll have to have him on a gnag bang. You can ask him all those questions and watch him turn red.
Well, I don't think I will have him on my gnag bang before you have him on your little show.
He's been in the background on the little shows. I don't think he wants to be a podcaster. I think he thinks that it's cute, but you know, he doesn't want to be a podcaster. So,
which is totally cool. That's like everybody has their own hobbies and interests, and he doesn't have to be on that.
Like, I don't want him like trying to, you know, I don't want him to steal the limelight from me. Although I do think I think it terrifies him a little bit how many people I know. So not terrified, but like he'll say, I'm going to this concert and he said Virginia right across the state line, and I said, I don't think you are. Like the North Carolina, I was like, I don't think you're going there. And then he told me he's in Hampton Roads, and I was like, oh, that's the coast. Like that's, I was like, oh, I was like, and we go to, I was like, I'll go with you because there's Williamsburg and I know so-and-so and so-and-so. And he's like, how do you know all these people? And I was like, look, when you get old, you just know people. And
and all those years working at the coal mine.
Right. The coal mine. And then, you know, he was saying he wanted to go to D.C. and see D.C. And I was like, well.
Well, let me know so that I'll be sure to be out of town.
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The husband will be like, oh, we're going to all the wineries. But no.
My husband will say, let's have Larry come over for dinner.
Again, yes. Although yeah. It wasn't here. It was, or it wasn't place.
No, we went to a restaurant.
Well, the last time, but then the time before that, I went to your place in Virginia.
Right, yes. To my house. Yes,
to your house before you moved in with the husband. So.
Correct. Yes. But I mean, now, if you were to come to D.C. again, he would want to cook for you and do a really super nice meal and lots of wine.
Yes. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not going to say no to that.
Does the jar drink wine?
The jar, really, he drinks more wine than I do, probably.
Oh.
But he's still... he discovered he liked wine probably about a year ago, so he's still figuring out what he likes, whereas I know what I like, and that's what I go for. And, you know, he's still...
correctly, you like a big red, don't you?
I do. And I've discovered I really like... Have you tried the Justin wines from Paso Robles? That's more my thing. And, of course, the first time I pulled out a bottle of Isosceles, which is their, like, premier product, and it's... I would say in the price range of $90 for a bottle.
Oh my God.
And I mean, that's not a Tuesday night, but we were celebrating an anniversary. And so I was like, you know, well, like he had cooked dinner. And so I pulled this out and he just couldn't fathom drinking that. And I was like, look, fat people, old people like what they like. All right. And you mix fat and old together. And like, why am I going to stand there at Total Wine and be like, ooh, staff favorite. I'll try that. No.
$9.
No. Like, it's not going to be good. It's like, it's going to be $9.
Well, so. We went out to dinner on Wednesday night and we went to a relatively fancy restaurant.
I saw.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. But I didn't look at the wine list because my husband always does all the wine selecting. When the bill comes, I'm like, holy fuck. Can you say fuck on this show?
Yeah, you can. We are tagged with explicit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He chose a bottle of wine that was $95 just for a regular Wednesday night date night dinner.
Oh, well, I mean.
And I'm like, when you retire, you can't do that.
Right. Right. I mean, and the sad thing is, if you bought it at a restaurant, that 90 some odd dollar bottle of wine, probably you could pick up at a decent wine store for what, $25, if that. So maybe 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in Mississippi and my coworker and I always get a bottle to celebrate when we're done with our big project that we do. And so we just stopped at a wine store that we saw on the side of the road in Jackson. And I just was like, I was tired and I was angry. And so I was like, I'm just going to buy a bottle of Justin Cab, which is about $20 here.
There you go.
Grabbed it, get up to the counter. The guy rings up $46. And I was like, I was like, hang on. And I looked at it and I was like, are you sure? And he just looked at me and I was like, that's usually under $20. And he just shrugged his shoulders. But then I was committed. So I had to buy it. And then we drank it.
I'm sure you enjoyed it.
It was fine. It was fine. So anyway, so let's talk about Apple stuff, Archer. We've talked about my personal life enough now. So
I always like to get you into your personal life.
So. Right. So you're recording on your Rodecaster Pro 2. Oh,
am I supposed to be recording this?
Oh, no. I just meant like you're speaking to us on. Yeah,
that's correct. I am... on my Rodecaster Pro, that's got all the lights and I can do, you know, all the sounds.
Oh, I'll see that with the little. And you're streaming to us via your Mac Studio?
Correct. I have a Mac Studio that has the top of the line chip in it.
So when the new one comes out in a few months, you're going to upgrade to that one? Or
no, I'm actually not going to. Oh. This thing is still so good. That I couldn't justify upgrading since this thing is still so, I mean, it's so fast. It's unbelievable.
See, you know? I don't feel that way. So, okay. It's interesting because I have one at the coal mine that I replaced my 10 core or my 8 core i9 2019 MacBook Pro. So the 16 inch. That was like the one they fixed it and actually it could cool itself. And that's what we're talking on right now at home. And I don't find it as speedy as the i9 MacBook Pro. Now it's quiet. Don't get me wrong. It's quiet. Silent.
Yeah.
The MacBook Pro.
Sitting literally right here next to the Rodecaster Pro.
But I find it fine. I just don't find it.
You know, it depends on the tasks that you're doing.
Yes.
For example, if I am doing a video, it will render that video in like no time because it's got a separate.
It's got a encoding engine. Thing. Yeah, a media engine on it that encodes. Yeah, I don't do a lot of that anymore, but it's great. So like if I'm scrolling through a project that's, you know, a 5 gigabyte file, 80 pages or whatever, it definitely can handle that a lot better than the MacBook Pro. But like as far as like day-to-day things, I'm just like, So
anyway. I guess I haven't noticed a huge increase in the day-to-day things.
Yeah.
Anything that's processor intensive, it's like the thing kicks in, because like when I'm sending up, you know, as Big Fatty says, bouncing the podcast, I swear to you, it's like 4 or 5 seconds to bounce a 30-minute podcast.
Right, right. And see, that's kind of where I am with the MacBook Pro, though. Like, but I understand I had the top of the line MacBook Pro.
Oh, yeah, you had that was a nice.
It was a $4,200 MacBook Pro. So like, I knew going into it that like, because I've used the M1 machines and they're great, especially for the price. I just bought everyone used Mac Minis or refurbished Mac Minis because I'm cheap at the coal mine. and I mean,
you're a studio.
Well, they don't do anything. And so those things were like $699.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was like, for what y'all do, this will last forever. So
it really will. And I mean, I haven't had any bogging down on anything. I can have like, you know, 8 to 10, 12 different things, apps open, and there's no bogging down, you know, and none of that stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like right now while we're recording, I have 14 apps running. And so this is the life I live. Now, of course, the fan is spinning at 4,800 RPMs on the MacBook Pro.
I cannot hear that.
Yeah, it's behind the studio display, but it's...
Oh, okay. Are you using the current studio display?
No, I have the old studio display.
Okay.
You're using the old one. So that's running at about 75% fan speed, like just to record a podcast. So yeah, I definitely like the quiet part, but I'm thinking I might upgrade. Well, send the Mac Studio back and just get the whatever the M2 MacBook Pro is that comes out whenever that is released.
I was just gonna say, wait until the new one comes out.
Well, that's what. Yeah. Like just the M2 Pro MacBook Pro or whatever. Yeah, so okay.
Well, I don't even know what is the chip in my studio. I think it's
M1 M1 Max.
No, it's M1 Ultra.
Yeah, Ultra is the double max. But right.
And it's 64 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah, which is necessary, unfortunately, with these new machines. Yeah. That's what I have in mind. So
the only thing I didn't do, which I should have done, but it was so expensive, is to increase the storage on the studio.
How much did you get?
I think I only have two or four. Let me see.
Oh, you should.
Oh, they changed Aventus Max stuff on Ventura.
They sure did.
Oh shit!
Now, so you're using the Ventura? So am I.
Yeah. Okay. So I only have 2 terabytes of storage on here because I have a what's it called? The I'm pulling a Big Fatty. You know. The external storage. What's it called?
Oh, like just a Thunderbolt drive.
It's a NAS, a network attached storage.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like 32 terabytes or something. 16. No, I think it's 16 terabytes.
Sounds right. Yeah, I have one of those sitting back there somewhere. It's behind me here in the love chamber. And at home, that's where all my stuff lives. It's actually an old Drobo. Did you hear Drobo filed for bankruptcy and went out of business? I was so sad to hear that.
I'm not sad about it. I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did.
Right.
I don't think that they were doing all that great in the last couple of years anyway, were they?
No, they just weren't competitive, and their prices were too expensive. But my Drobos are still running wide open. And
wide open.
Yeah, well, basically, because they also have spinning hard drives in them. So, because I just put the cheap drives in. But the at the coal mine, I just have some Thunderbolt drives. It's all backed up on the back blaze, so I don't. worry about okay, any so of that.
What about your home stuff? How many redundant backups do you have?
I just use Backblaze at home.
So just one?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically foolproof. And so it's not incremental backup. So it's always just a exact copy
of the entire thing. Yeah,
right. Gotcha. Right. So it incrementally backs up, but it doesn't save overwritten data sort of thing. So if you delete a file last week, you can't go back and get it. But like, do I have Time Machine? No, I don't use all that. It always broke. I always got frustrated.
Time Machine is great. I'm able to, cause I have three, triple backups. I've got, SSDs attached to the studio. I've got the network attached storage and the iCloud, because I pay for the big storage on iCloud. So
right.
Everything's backed up three times. I don't want to lose anything. Because right. I've got like 1,000 movies on my network attached storage. So
yeah. I don't have. See, I don't keep all that stuff at home. I just don't have all that stuff.
Actually, these days you really don't need to if you subscribe to streaming services.
Yeah, that's all I do. My photos are the only thing that are, so they're at work. My personal photo library is synced with photos on the Mac Studio.
Okay.
And then that machine is backed up to Backblaze. So I don't have, like, I have iCloud photos on like my laptop and on my phone and iPad. I don't have the originals there, if that makes
sense.
Where
do the originals rest?
The main one is in iCloud and just iCloud photos, but I do on the Mac Studio have it set to download the full res version so that it's backed up that way. Yeah. But like, I don't ever use, like, you know what? Like every now and again, I'll go back and find something from like 2007. I'm like, look, this is when Buff and I went to London and we met these lesbians and whatever. And I just, yeah. So I just, yeah. And at the coal mine, I probably have 8 terabytes of photos, like work photos. So that's a whole separate whatever. But like, yeah.
Do they know that you're storing your personal photos on there?
Yeah. They don't care. We don't have a strong, like, I don't care what you do. If you fill your shit up, then we got problems. One of our employees that I call the goldfish couldn't understand that she had like 110 gigs of iChat or of iMessages on her computer. Always full. And I'm like, I can't be okay with this. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to have to turn that off or figure it out. But like,
or delete some of that stuff.
Right. And she's like, I keep it forever. And I'm like, really? What you going to do with something from 8 years ago? Like, exactly. I keep mine for 30 days. Or it was 1 year and then I shortened it to 30 days. I'm like, I just don't care. there's nothing I need to go back.
I have no idea how much I'm keeping. But I do have a question for you.
Okay. Because
you said you're also using Ventura.
I am, yes.
And on your phone, are you 16.1.2, I think it is?
16 point whatever that one was that just came out the other day.
16.1.1, I think. Yeah. Anyway, are you using that the photo sharing thing with other people?
Like family?
Yeah.
Family? No. I pay for my parents' iCloud. We just have a family plan, but I have not turned on that ability yet because I mean there's nothing in my photos anymore that I mean, there are plenty of things that they would not find entertaining, but there's nothing that would be like terrifying to them. But no, I just don't do all that.
I don't do it either. Cause I did see that in the new photos in Ventura, you can have a separate album that's being shared with your family and friends. So that you could only, if you just drag certain pictures in there, they're not going to see your entire.
Right. Your entire right. Album.
Library of photos. So.
But I think you can only have one of those albums, correct?
I think you are correct about that.
Yeah, which is a weird limitation, but it's interesting how that works. Now, have you used the AI stuff where it crops you out, or not crops you, but it selects you and removes you from a photo?
I have played with it.
I love it.
Well, I don't use it too often because what I found is that you really have to have a very specific background so that the item that you want to pull from it is a clear cutout.
Oh yeah. To get it to go to work well. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So, and I just don't, you know, need to do that.
Yeah. We were playing with it when we were in Mississippi, but see, you didn't have a 13 Pro, you had a 12 Pro.
Correct.
So you didn't have the good, and you jumped to the 14. So I've had the 13 Pro for a while. So that to me was worth the upgrade, was the camera. But
so you still have that 13?
Yeah, the 13 Pro. Not Pro Max, just the Pro.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then I don't really know if this is a question for you. That I noticed on the 14 Pro Max, I think I may have talked about this on the podcast, I don't remember, but like macro mode, when you want to take a picture of something really close, comes on automatically.
Yes.
It does that on the 13 as well?
Yeah, it always has on 13. Also, yeah.
But with the update, I think one of the 16s, a little flower now shows up down in the left-hand corner. And you can tap that and get really close.
I feel like that's always been there. Maybe has not. It?
Have I not noticed that before?
I mean, I feel, well, but you did. You had a 12 Pro, right, which didn't have that lens. I feel like there's always, it may not have been that flower icon, but there's always been a way, because it would jump into macro mode. Like, I take a lot of pictures of the Jar's cat, because she's very cute and I don't have a kitty cat anymore. And so like, it'll jump into macro mode, or it'll suggest it when she's like sitting on my lap or doing something cute. And so like, I know there's a way, cause it drives me crazy when it's flipping back and forth between the two modes. And I'm like, stop it.
You're not close enough or you're too far away. And right. It can't decide.
Yeah. And that drives me crazy. But I will say, I don't have the fancy 48 megapixel or whatever camera, but my God, the photos are 1,000 times better. And in fact, for my Alaska trip this summer, I just did a little project with those. I was going to pull them up, but I can't because they're on Lightroom, which is actually physically somewhere else. I don't keep that in the cloud. But from the Alaska trip, a lot of the photos I used were from my phone, just because it was always there. You know, and
I got great pictures on my phone when I did my Alaska trip too. And that was with the 11 or something like that.
Yeah.
Back in 2018. So maybe it was even the 8. But I was going to say something about the 48 megapixel camera that's on the 14 Pro Max, whatever. It only engages the full 48 megapixels when you shoot in raw.
Right.
You know, you have to shoot in raw. And then the files are like 50 megabytes per picture.
Right. Yeah. That's,
so you know.
Yeah. I took a 1DS. No, I took something to Alaska. It might've been the 5D3 or Mark IV, but I took one of those cameras and, I used it in the photos, you know. The photos were amazing from the camera, but every time we'd end up somewhere, I was like, oh, I don't want to mess with the camera. I just pull my phone out and get these incredible landscape photos and stuff like that.
I did the same thing. I kept my Canon ADD in the stateroom or whatever and used my phone most of the time.
And, you know, we're on a plane. We're on a propeller plane. I'm not going to mess with the camera. So I just would drag out my phone and snap a photo or whatever. So... Exactly. So yeah, okay. Now, So Archer, we need to talk about something. And this has gone really long, and it's cutting into our nap time.
Oh my gosh!
But
that's okay. I'm free, but I know you need to cut it. But whatever.
Well,
you say.
I've got to get dressed up for a 50s glam themed Christmas party. Anyway, so we all heard about your convenient rattling in the AirPods Pro that happened right after the AirPods Pro 2 came out.
Yes.
And we heard that you're just a man of much wealth, and you were just like, you know what? I can't be bothered with this. I'm just going to buy the new ones. So here's what I would say. And we were all screaming at you, and none of us told you, apparently, is that that is a known defect in the AirPods Pro, and they're replacing them for free if you just take it into the store.
You know, why do I feel like one of you told me that?
Right. So here's what I would do. I would take them in and be like, yeah, they've got the rattle in the ear, and they'd give you some refurbished or new ones, and you could just bring them home and sell them on eBay unopened.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Like,
that's how Larry H. Vader rolls with these things, because, you know, yeah. So anyway, now, have you added to your classic Mac collection lately?
I have not, but I've kind of been itching to you know, look for something new. New, not really new, it'd be classic. But no, I haven't. And I've actually, you know, I've been like looking at eBay and watching videos on YouTube of all these old Macs. But I realized that the older I get, the less I play with them. So they're like sitting in my storage unit, and I'm paying, you know, a small arm and leg for the storage unit per month.
Right.
So I was thinking that I should probably really start getting rid of them.
Well, it's the right time. The reason I ask is I'm in the vintage Apple subreddit.
Oh, really?
And y'all, people are crazy about the hottest thing right now that I think is hilarious is ImageWriter 2s, which is the Dot Matrix ribbon printer. Yes,
I remember the Dot Matrix. Yeah.
Like, and what pains me is what was the laser printer that was so popular? I don't remember what their laser printer was.
Laser writer.
I had one of those, and I couldn't be bothered to mess with it, and just took it to the recycling center. Mirrored drive door G4s, also like hot ticket item. And I'm like, I've recycled so many of those. It pains me to look at all in the studio displays, not the, you know, the flat ones.
Yeah.
They love those things. And I'm like,
what about a color classic?
Oh, they love all that. And the whole thing is they're recapping them, you know, and going through and doing all that. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, oh, they're asking all these questions. Y'all, they are spending hundreds of dollars on these things and then spending another $100 on capacitors and all that. And I'm just like,
I also have the cube.
You have a cube. I have a cube. Yeah. Does yours have the power supply?
It's got the power supply, the original speakers. It's got the monitor. It's got everything.
I think the speakers are for some reason in my bedroom, and I don't know why, because they don't work on anything else or very few things. But yeah,
the original box too.
Oh, you'd probably sell it for $1,000. That's how crazy these people are right now. I have an iMac DV in somewhere in one of these closets. They're not selling for that much, but people love them. Yes. And they love any of the compact Macs. So any of the all-in-ones, they're just in the Sunflower iMacs.
Oh, I have one.
I used to have a bunch. That's what the original LFC was recorded on, also recycled. Those things are selling for like bazillions of dollars. And
oh my God.
Like, yeah, you should look into this, Archer. This
I is also how you have could... a Snow, one of those, that the pure white one that's rare.
Mm-hmm.
One of those too.
Yeah, I have the Graphite iMac DV2. So it's
okay. So that's probably running at like 500 megahertz.
I want to say it's 5 or 6. Did they jump to 633? No,
they actually jumped to 750. Was the highest?
Okay. I want to say it's in the 600 range, and it works. It needs a new hard drive, and I'm sure it needs a lot of things, but it's never really been moved around, so it's just sitting.
Probably in good shape.
Yeah, does it have any cracks?
It has FireWire too.
Yeah, it has FireWire. FireWire 400. 400. Yeah. Yeah, but I still have at my desk at the coal mine, I still have my 2012 Mac Pro. And it runs. Wow. It runs all day, every day. So, and that's my favorite. I had to replace the power supply, but
I think those 2012 Mac Pros are also hot too, because they came with, some of them came with two multiprocessors.
Right. Yeah. So like the one I have, instead of like a 12 core processor, mine came with two separate processors that were 8 cores, I want to say. Yeah. So it's two socketed 8 core Intel Xeon, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So I've seen videos on YouTube where people get their hands on one of those 2012s. And because it's so easy to upgrade them, they will pull the processors out, get whatever the latest thing you can get in those, and update both processors, and those things are still working beautifully.
Yeah, well, mine is running as a FileMaker headless, essentially. FileMaker, that's a product you probably haven't heard in a long time, but we use FileMaker for
although I remember FileMaker. I can't. Is it really the same software and everything?
Yeah, Apple owns it. It's made by by a company called Claris, which is Apple.
You remember ClarisWorks?
Yeah. And so it's FileMaker. It runs. It actually is running in the cloud. It's running on an AWS EC3. EC2 container up there as the server, and we use it for all of our small business stuff, but to make it do things kind of automating, I built a robot on that machine, so it goes and looks for new receipts, and it goes and looks for updated things, and it like prints receipts for my finance team every morning. Cool. And all that stuff, so it just sits there and quietly runs. I just put a little SSD drive in it and it just chugs along.
What a workhorse.
I know. And it does have a 30-inch cinema display hooked up to it, should you ever need to use it. Yeah. I still have a 30-inch. I have two 23s and a 30-inch cinema display in my office. So,
I've been wanting a second one of these Apple Studio displays, but I don't have the space on my desk.
They'll be selling them for a while. So,
yeah. I really like it. And I'm running out of light. I know, and my picture is not that great, but this is from the built-in camera that they had to do an upgrade on.
So here I'm using the built-in camera on the 2010 Thunderbolt display. I said Studio, but it's Thunderbolt. Studio was, I did have a Studio display, the original one, but this is Thunderbolt display. So,
and that original one had like four or five wires coming out of one cord, right?
Was it that one? It was 80B or 80C connection. Yep. I always had that plugged into my Power Mac G5s and then my Mac Pros. And then I went with two of the Thunderbolt Cinema displays, the metal ones, the brush metal ones. I still have those. They were
like this thick or something.
Yeah. They were like 2 inches thick. I still have those. Those are just running on things in the background in my office, should I ever need them. And then I went to the Thunderbolt displays. And now I use actual Pro display, not Apple Pro displays, but color calibrated high end.
Some of that work that you do in the
this display was not cutting it, which is how it ended up in my house, because I mean it's not worth anything, but because it's so dull. But
I can tell that the camera is from that vintage, because it's
480p. It's
480p. Kind of grainy.
And it's also really dark here, and it's terrible weather in the Charlestons. So
really, what's happening? Raining.
It's raining and damp and cool and everything. So, yeah, it was 80 degrees all week. And then today it's like 60 and crappy. So,
well, currently it is 48 degrees here.
Oh, wow. But y'all, it'll be snowing there before you know it. And
we've had snow in December before.
Yeah. Well, we don't typically get snow until January, but I'm broke as a joke right now with all these repair bills and everything, but I was telling Jar, like, he wants to go on a cruise for my birthday, and I was like, I mean, I'm not saying I don't want to go to the Bahamas and sit at a beach bar and drink a cocktail and not do anything, but I mean, I want to go on a cruise too. It's not just him. It's not like he's pestering me to go on a cruise, but yeah.
When is the birthday?
It's in January. It's right after the holidays. So early January. So it's one of those things where he's ready to take a week off work and just go. And I'm just like, maybe.
So are you going
to
do it then?
Maybe. I've got some family stuff happening, so I'm not sure. I can't really plan in advance sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is tough right now. But the big problem is the Jar does have to plan in advance, because he is at a much earlier state in his career than I am, where I'm just like, I'm not going to be there for a week and just walk out the door. As you see, we're recording this on December 9th and I'm done for the year. So
yeah, I was just started at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which when you would have still been at work.
Oh God, I would have been. Yeah. I think they closed at noon today, but even so, yeah, I mean, I would probably still be there. So. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I know this went really long, but we were nattering and we didn't get to all the things.
I know.
I had a quiz for Archer about top 10 American foods. I was going to see if he ate them. Yeah. And then
you cut me off. We could have played the game.
Well, because it's well, because we were chatting and I'm going to have to. Ooh. I'm going to have to edit this as it is. So now I would imagine that compared to DC, Charleston is kind of warm. Some would say maybe surface of the sun. Hot. So,
yes, I would say so.
Now, I just wonder, we're going to go to our Christmas party tonight at my friend Big Mama's. I wonder if there's going to be any sort of like, I don't know, tree-shaped meat product or anything.
Oh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I know that you don't know where I came up with that. It's amazing that I just pulled that out of my rear end.
No kidding.